Unit 10. People and Opinions. Reading 2.
Anita Roddick. Anita Roddick was born in an English bomb shelter on October 23, 1942, during World War II. Her maiden name was Anita Lucia Perilli. Anita's parents and her three siblings had fled from Italy just before the war began. Her mother ran a cafe, and Anita helped her after school and on weekends. Her parents divorced when Anita was 9, and she later found out that her biological father was the cousin of her mother's husband. After finishing university, Anita taught briefly at a secondary school. She soon quit, however, and traveled to places such as Australia, South Africa, and Tahiti. In 1970, she married a poet named Gordon Roddick. The couple opened a restaurant and then a hotel. They had two daughters together, Justine and Samantha. In 1976, Gordon wanted to fulfill a dream. He was going to ride a horse from South America to North America. Anita needed money while he was away. So, in 1976, she opened a small cosmetic store called The Body Shop. Her first store offered only 15 products. In time, this number would grow to more than 300. Roddick used ideas she had learned of in her travels, such as selling products made from all-natural ingredients. Most cosmetics were tested on animals, and some animals were killed to produce beauty products. Roddick refused to sell products that harmed animals, as well as ones that damaged the natural environment. She also promoted the idea of fair trade with third-world countries. She recycled all her bottles and used recycled items in the store. She believed that businesses could be run ethically and still make a profit. This idea was called ethical consumerism and was a precursor to the modern green movement. The Body Shop was enormously successful. By the time the company was sold to L'Oreal in 2006, it had more than 2,000 stores throughout the world. Customers voted it the second most trusted brand in Great Britain, and it was the 28th best-known brand in the world. As the Body Shop grew, Roddick became an activist for several environmental and social causes. These included protecting the rainforests, helping poor farmers, saving whales, and working to end sex discrimination. In 1990, she founded Children on the Edge, a charity that helps orphans in Europe and Asia. She also helped establish a magazine called The Big Issue, which was produced and sold by homeless people. Her volunteer work earned Roddick many awards and honors. In 1991, she received the World Vision Award for Development and Initiative. In 2003, the Queen of England anointed her a Dame of the British Empire. In 2005, Roddick announced that she was going to give away her fortune. It was estimated to be more than $100 million. In 2007, Roddick told the public that she had hepatitis C, an incurable disease. She had gotten it from a blood transfusion in 1971. It was diagnosed in 2004. During the last 3 years of her life, she campaigned to raise public awareness of hepatitis C. Roddick died of a brain hemorrhage on September 10, 2007. She was 64. She did not leave any of her money to her daughters. Instead, she gave it all to charities.